We're up to Sif Tezvav. We're in the middle of a series of Sifim which deal with issues of what if something goes wrong. And here it talks about in okay, in the previous Sif, which last week was the snowstorm, so many of you missed, we had a discussion about Basar, that got mixed with other pieces, Yavesh B'Yavesh, in a way that's not recognizable. And Shulchan Aruch said that it's Batal B'Rayv. And the Shach asked, why should it be Batal B'Rayv? Why is the Shir Rayv adequate? Normally, we had this rule, and the reason important to rule is because we had a rule that Midrabanan, Mim be'enai minai, when you have a taruvis of something that can give taste to something else, yavesh b'yavesh, we said it's also shemi yavashlan of yitain tam. We said it in shishim. Okay, min ha-taira, you only need shishim when you cook things and one gives taste to the other, then you need shishim. Everywhere else, min ha-taira, things are batal b'rayv. So the concept of shishim min ha-taira is easy, it's only where it gives taste. The concept, midrabanan though, is that even if it got mixed yavesh b'yavesh, you still were afraid shemi yavashlenu v'yitein tam. So that if you have, the example I gave was two pieces of chicken that look the same. One has bleus of milk in it. So it's yavesh b'yavesh, not two, three. You have three pieces. One of the three is iser, has a bleu of milk in it. So we said, min ha-taira will be batal b'rayv. Midrabanan, It needs shishim, because you may come to cook it. If you come to cook it, it's going to be aser. So memela shami v'shanav yitein tam. You always need shishim. When if you would cook it, it would give taste. Then you need shishim. The kasha we had last week, the shach asked, was why if you have a piece of meat that wasn't salted, so it has bleus of it still has dam in it, and other pieces of meat that was salted. And the one piece that was not salted becomes mixed into the pieces that are kosher, that were kosher already. So we said, the Mechaber says, batal b'rayv. Why is it batal b'rayv? We had this kasha last week, the Shas kasha. We had two terutzim. Just to review briefly the two terutzim. One teretz, which Nekudas HaKesef brought from the Shach himself, he's matmi on the Shach, that he answers it based on the Shach himself, in Simen Kuf Tes. When do we say, if I have two pieces, and three pieces, and one is Isser, and I can't recognize the Isser, that I'm afraid, Shema Yavashlan of Yitin Tam, if I cook it, it'll give taste. So therefore, I ask Midrabana now, that's only when, if I cook it, it'll become an Isser Daraisa. If later, when I cook it, it'll become an Isser Daraisa, so then I make Xera, Shema Yavashlan of Yitin Tam, and I answer it right now. In our case, dam shebishloi is an isid rabbanan. In our case, we have one piece of meat that was not salted that gets mixed with pieces that was salted. Dam shebishloi, even if you cook them together, it's only going to be an isid rabbanan. So since it'll never be more than an isid rabbanan, we don't make a gezeira for an isid rabbanan. And we don't say, we'll answer it now because you might come to cook it. Because even if I come to cook it, it'll only be a rabbanan. So therefore, it's batal b'rayv. So if you have a piece of meat that wasn't salted in the butcher store, that missed the salting, and it got mixed, and it's not discernible from the other pieces of meat, it's batal b'rayv. That was the teretz of the shah, because even if you cook it, it won't be an issur d'oraisa.
So, the piece of meat that's also because of the bria of nevela. So then, it would become an issur d'oraisa?
That would be.
Well, nevela is a bad example because it has the same taste as mimbiminai. Let's say it has a bli, you don't mean daf nevela, let's say it has a bli of arla. Right? So now if I cook it with something else, tam kekadai rice, it's going to ask for the others, mana taira. The second teretz, which is important you say to know, is the Chavis Das's teretz. Chavis Das was mechadesh, that the taste of blood and the taste of meat is considered min b'minai. Since all meat has blood in it, it doesn't have to be salted. scientifically, there's still blood there, just that blood is not blood that's asr. When you salt it, the blood that comes out is enough to make it mutter. But the tam of blood in meat is mimba minai. It's not called mimba ena minai. And therefore, even if you would cook it, min ha-tayra, it would be but bottle bereit.
He said that's a mamish dam also.
The mamish dam in the meat, I think so. He's saying that the... I don't know if dam odam or dam oif and dam behema, I don't know, but dam behema and basa behema are mimba minai. And therefore he says mimba minai is bottle bereit. There's no...
Well,
there's no problem.
Those
are two different animals. We talk again the same animal. I'm not into tasting blood, so I don't know. But the same animal, and its blood is mimbimim. Now, the nafkamina has to do with siftes vav that we're learning now. The siftes vav we're going to learn in a minute about kavush. The same shaila, you have meat. I shouldn't say the same shower. Tezov talks about if you have meat that's kavush. We're going to learn that in a minute. What's it then if you have a piece of meat that was kavush with dam? Dam was soaked in it. And now it mixes with other two pieces of meat. Yavesh biyavesh becomes mixed. So koi chavis das is the same thing. According to the Nekudas HaKesef, the truth is, anyway, will be dam shabishloi. It'll be, you have the same heter. Dam shabishloi is a drabbanan. However, I just want to mention that the chavas das here is mesupik. If dam shakovshoi is also a drabbanan, we had that dam blood that was a cook, dam shemolchai, a dam shabishloi is a drabbanan. The Shach earlier in Membeis brought that dam shemolchai is a drabanan, blood that comes out through salting is a drabanan. The question is, if dam that goes into something through kavush, you know we had the rule kavush kemavushal, something soaked has a din like something cooked. Chavis das here is mesupik if dam shekavshai is also a drabanan or an isad daraisa. So I just want to mention that before we start tefes sif tezvav. I also mentioned this to give time for the few people that were still coming down from upstairs to come down. So now we can start some testing. Basa meluchluch bedamim. Taich. What's taich? Basa meluchluch bedamim. Basar. Now we have here Machlekes Taz and Shach on taich. Not a big nafkamina lahalacha, but taich. Basa meluchluch bedamim. Look at the bottom line of the Taz. Pirish. Shalei polat adayin damai. He teaches Muluchluch Bedamim means it has blood inside, it's saturated with blood. Meaning the original blood, it was never salted. So according to the Taz, we're talking here about a piece of raw meat, the way it comes before salting, non-kashered meat. There's a star that tells you to look in the Kudus HaKesef. The Kudus HaKesef, you can just see that one line on the bottom. He says that the Shach explained that meluchluch here means dafka meluchluch, dafka dirty. The only thing it says on the next page is ayin sham, and so therefore it appears at first glance to be a significant machlokes. We'll see in a minute that it's not, but it's a machlokes in taich. If basa meluchluch bedamim means just it wasn't salted, or even it has blood on the surface. Shenishra b'mayim eislais. Now this piece of meat with no other pieces of meat, this piece of meat by itself was soaked in water for 24 hours. It's kavush. What would you say before learning this sif? I would have said, forget it, you got to throw it out. We know if you take raw meat and you cook it, you can't kasha meat once you cooked it. And since kavush kemavushal, I would have said that once you soak it, it should also be awesome. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yesh ha'isrim la'echloi ki im tzli. It's also to eat it unless you do it through roasting. Elam ken yesh b'mayim sama kenegdai. Unless the water has shishim kenegad the piece.
Which water we're talking about?
The water which itself for 24 hours. The original water itself for 24 hours is saying now that if it has shishim, so then there's no problem. We have to see why. And if it didn't have shishim, you could kasher it by being tzaylet, tzli will still take out the blood. That's what it says in the. So what it's saying here in the Shulchan Aruch are two things we would not have said. Number one, that you could roast it. We never had that you could kasher a piece of treif meat by roasting it. Right? If a meat gets a bli of iser, you can't kasher. You can kasher kalim. You can't kasher food. So the first problem with the mechaber is, why does it help to do tzli here? How can you soak it if the meat already was soaked, was kavush, and the blood that's in the meat was already cooked within the meat? So why does it help to do kavush? So this is Shach will ask.
So what's that same thing by Vosra Shishor Kim and Yomim? Same thing.
Yeah, basar shashak gibel yamin is mutter because nothing, the meat didn't become asr. That raw meat is still perfectly mutter.
No,
but just worry that the blood is disyavish. That blood is disyavish. If somebody wants to eat the raw meat, he can eat it. It didn't become treif. Now we're afraid that malicha won't pull out the blood. So you have to do tzli there to pull out the blood. Here, if you take a piece of raw meat and cook it, or a piece of raw meat and soak it, it becomes isser. It's the dam that's inside is perish makom lamakom. So the issue now is, and the shach is the kasha. The first kasha is, why does tzli help? And the second question, elam ken yesh b'mayim samach kenegdai. It says if there's water is shishim, so that's good to be matter the water. The water is going to be mutter because there's shishim. But the piece of meat itself, why is that mutter? Why is the piece of meat itself mutter? We had earlier in Sifyat Aleph that if you cook a piece of raw meat in water and the shishim kineged the water, so the Ramah says, Yeshayisim oisei chaticha fel b'dika shishim neged hachaticha. The Ramah paskin that the pi of achinog, v'loy l'tzarech l'kavet Shabbos l'kavet Archim. He said if you cook a piece of raw meat without salting it, so it's also even if the shishim. The shishim helps everything else in the pot. If you have a piece of treif meat and a chicken soup, and there's 60 times the meat in the chicken soup, you pull out that meat, throw it out, and the soup is mutter. Because the shishim can get the meat. But the meat itself, that shouldn't become mutter. What? Well, now you're going to do tzli, but tzli works even if there's no shishim. Right. Right. So, I hear what you're saying, but look at the language. It says, "Oisim la'ich la'kiyim tzli." You not eat it except for tzli. Elam ken yesh v'ayim shishim kenegdai, which means you don't need tzli. That's what it sounds like. The Ramah says, "Yeshay shemathul l'tzli v'achinog." Ramah says that you can't be tzaylet. Tzaylet doesn't help because once it's aser, it's aser. And the Shach and Samad Bey says that this Ramah is even if it's not maluchluch, even if it's not bloody on the outside, just a piece of raw meat that was soaked. So Lindy Dan, let me go with the Ramah. So it's going to be aser.
Which is really the Taz. That was the Taz's pshat.
Right. This Yesh Oisrim is no matter what, even if it's not Malochla. Right. The question is the Yesh Matir, if that matter even Malochla.
It's not when you're so, you're just changing the Tetza of the Isser into something that's Mutzer.
Well, the idea of Tzli is that it pulls out all the blood. Right? The what's Isser is the blood, not the meat. So it pulls out the blood. Normally we say it pulls out blood if the blood wasn't tampered with. If it's blood of a shechted, of an animal that was just shechted. If you cook the meat, you can't afterwards do Tzli and get out the blood. So once it's by Le'am HaMakom L'Makim, it doesn't help.
It no longer has the Shem Isser on it after you've sold it.
Well, it no longer... But that's raw meat that you do a ma'aseh tzli on. But once it's cooked or soaked, doing tzli is not going to do anything. That's the problem.
The question is the problem that the blood is in the meat, or is the question that it's now that since the first month of the month is even covered, it's not going to take it out?
Well, we see from the din of Bishol that if it's parish makom l'makom, it doesn't help to do tzli. So why here should tzli help?
Right.
So here, since we don't pass like this machaber anyway, I'm reluctant to spend a lot of time on it. The Shach in his Arichos, the Sefat and Samach, struggles with this heter for the piece of meat itself. And if you look on the second page that you're on, page Kufnun, that's labeled Kufnun, in the Shach has medium sized lines after the narrow lines. The first of the middle sized lines has the words Makomak and Tsarachian. Here's the question. Hey a kasav kima de tzli. The zel loy nimtza bishum paisik, the vasam luchl pedamim. Shanishra may slay, shimutulitzli. Futamua. The kima de nivla babasa ay de kavush, sulay mahani lay tzli, the dam be'en. Shanivla ay de yaitza, loy ay de malicha, loy ay de tzli. So he asked this as a lashon tamia, that how could this be? And there are a number of achrayim that try to answer this. Whatever they try to answer, they're coming to explain the shvera mechaber. But it shouldn't take away from what we know by us. It's the aside that we learn pasuk chol, we learn tarumas. We know kovish is like mavushal. So really, our understanding before we started this sif is intact. The attempts to answer it, the Archashulchan says, and maybe the Shachmentis means this a little earlier in this piece, that kavush maybe only works to take things out, blias out, or put blias in. But to make blias within the piece travel within the piece, that kavush doesn't do. That's what. Right, so the tam spreads.
The tam spreads. The tam is not
also. Why is it the tam also? But that's what it means. Is perish makom. The tam is perish makom lamakom. You mean to separate that the dam is not perish makom lamakom. The tam of the dam is perish. The tam of dam, which is perish. Okay, I don't think we ever heard of such a distinction between dam being perish makom and tam of dam being perish. It's.
How come there were mothers on the room on deals with the sleeper? He doesn't talk about him yesh remind some of connector.
The piece itself. That the piece itself should be mutter. Yes, it's true. All right, I asked two kashas. I asked one kasha, why does it help to roast it afterwards? And that kasha the Rama argues. The Rama says it doesn't help, and that's the part of the shach that I read to you. The other kasha is the piece itself. Why is the piece itself mutter when you have shishim keneged? And so that question really he doesn't answer. Well, I think that we should look at Taz Lamed Zayin. We'll see Taz Lamed Zayin. Again, it's not going to change Apsak, but let's see. The Taz Lamed Zayin makes it Tziruf. Elam Kesheish B'mayin Samach Kineg De'hoda Mahani Kan Samach Olel Sefiyot Aleph Masik HaRamad Yeshayisim Ayse Chaticha. Before, when you cook, we said the chaticha itself remains aser. The chicken, the rest of the soup is motiv, the shishin. But that piece of iser you have to throw out. So why over here, when we're soaking it and not cooking it, do we say that piece itself is mutter? V'le'elchilik ramah b'tar eschatas, the mekomok em lehav amamish shriya kibishol. So here you have this idea that kavush is not mamish like bishul, not entirely like bishul. Marshal v'ilakazev, a custom of tismachal lov lahatir. Marshal in his style says, don't listen to him. Right? Ramah is matir. Marshal says, don't listen to him. Al tismachal lov lahatir. Av sharam kasev lahatir. Ev sharam sfirulei. Av izbashu b'lay malicha. Dechticha atzmo muteres. Kamash pasuk arash talmidai. The Maram Rudenberg paskins that when you soak into pieces mutter, it's l'shitasa yod, even if you cook it, and the shishin the pieces mutter. Avalonu kaibalon da'isa who had the mishriyak al shayne. Now, let's just want to chazer. The Maram Rittenberg Shita is that if you cook a piece of raw meat and the shishim, that piece of raw meat is mutter. Why? So we say, Maman Afshach, if the dam starts to move, it comes out by cooking. And if it doesn't come out, then it doesn't start to move. The blood is, once it starts moving, it'll come out of the piece. That was the Shita of Maram Rittenberg of the Mechaber. And according to that shita, if you cook a piece of raw meat or soak a piece of raw meat, either way, you're okay. Because the piece itself, if there's no shishim, it's going to be a problem. The dam will go into the water, outside the water, and there's no shishim, go out to the water, and then it'll go back into the piece. But if there is shishim, whatever goes out dissipates. And Mechaba said there that afterward that the piece is good. Did he say dafkik slivus if you're aleph or even malicha? No, it's mutar akal. He didn't say whether you have to do tzli or bishul, but you could kasher it afterwards, the piece. So whatever came out, whatever's still there, it'll help malicha and tzli. So the marshal says that the Meramut Berglashi Tasa is mutar in your aleph, is mutar here. The Mechaber over there holds the piece itself as mutter, holds as mutter here. But why is the Ramah agreeing that that piece is mutter? V'nira says the Tazer, Ramah l'tameh, du pasag afilu b'bishul l'hatim b'makam tzara gadol. By Bishul, he said to rely on this Meram Rutenberg and this Mechaber, b'kavit Shabbos, tzara gadol. Akim b'shriya, yesh l'hokam b'chal gavni. So Kavush, which is not quite a bishul, you can be mekel in all cases. I'm a shal pasim be bishul chumra, but chal gani yakeinich legam bishriya. V'yein ered yeshus machlahakol kipsak harama. He says, don't listen to the mashal. You could listen to the Rama, and you could be mekel like this. So the second question, the Rama does not argue with. If you have shishim, we could be mounted the piece itself if it soaks. But the first question, that if it became us, it doesn't help. That question remains. Okay, this is sif tesvav. Okay, let's move on to Sif Tezayin. Sif Tezayin is a long Sif, as Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah. It has to do now with more basic rules of Malicha. The first Mechaber, Ein Malchin Ela B'Kli Minukiv. I think you all know this, that when we salt meat, we place the meat onto a surface, which is either Minukiv, either has holes, Oy al gabe kasha v'kismin, or on top of straw or splinters of wood, which leave airspace for the blood to run out. Oy b'moke madroin, or in a slanted surface, b'nishen yishbach shamayim yetsu miyad. And then you test it by putting water, pour water on it. If the water runs down, then that surface is good for salting. So you have a choice. You can either have a piece of a surface that has holes in it, doesn't say quite how many holes, or it has straw on it, or it's got a slant. The Ramah hits the daf cholok berehitni, a surface that's smoothed out berehitni with a plane or a tool that smooths it very, very well. Shemayim zavim imenu, it's so smooth that any water would run off of it. And tzarfani chav madra, you don't have to put it at an angle. Now, he's saying you can have a fourth surface, a very slippery surface. I don't know exactly the mitzvah. Water won't stand on it. Water will run off of it. So that's also good. I don't know the mitzvah. If it's shellac, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. V'afilah b'klimenuk if yizal l'chatchilash yon akavim psuchim. Even if it has holes in it, make sure the holes are not they're not clogged. Don't stand it flat on the flush on the ground. What do you gain? You gain only the thickness of the hole. We're also afraid the bottom piece of meat will seal up the hole. So the minig is to put kasher kismin. This is all lechatchilah. So you have a choice. Today, nobody uses straw. If you go to shechita houses where they do salting, some have holes on the bottom, grated. And they rely on menukiv. What?
Grated.
Grated. Slanted.
No, grated.
Grate with a T and grate with a D. Grate with a D is a slant, and grate with a T is a grate. Okay. So there are two ways of doing it. One is to have a clean menukiv, and one is to have it at a slant. Which of the two is better? Shulchan Aruch seems to say they're the same. But the Be'er Heitev in Nun Beis brings a Knesset HaGdaila. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it as well. He says you have to be careful. If you're using a flat surface, not at an angle, let's see what he says. V'yesh lizar l'malayach b'ktsas ha-safso. They're the parenthesis part.
Oh.
Generally, the Be'er Heitev brings Taz and Shach. When he brings additional things, he usually brings them parenthetically. And here, in the parentheses, he brings V'chein kosgas ha-gdayla v'yesh lizar. The dot is a mistake. V'chein kosgas ha-gdayla means the following, says in the Knesset ha-gdayla. V'yesh nizar l'malayach b'ktzeh ha-safsol. You should be careful when you salt things and put it on the edge of a bench. The b'safsol yesh nekavim g'daylim u'miskapsim shom ha-tzir. U'basa nichnas techachor dezeu v'adei iser gadol davik klisha ena menokit. What he's saying is, when you have a clean menokit, you take a bench that's got slats, like the old-fashioned benches, and it's got holes. It's got holes between them. You take a bench made out of slats, and you do it. So you have to be careful. If it's an old bench, the slats themselves are going to have indentations. From wear and tear, it gets indentations. And those indentations, the blood's not going to run out. The blood's going to pool there. It's going to collect it. Therefore, he says that it's... therefore, we understand this Sagdaila, that it's better always to have it at a slant. If you have it at a slant, so the slant has to be enough that the holes, I'm not afraid there can be such deep holes. If you have it at a slant, so that'll be good.
But he's saying these holes that are not what Machaber is talking about when it comes to holes.
Right. If you want holes, there has to be no place for the pool, for the blood to pool.
With metal, you wouldn't be speaking.
Well, metal, it depends. Metal could also get an indentation. You have to be careful. It's totally the Metzias. Right. You have to check the Metzias. So what has happened, of course, is Minhag Eretz Yisrael, is that they do it at a slant with holes. Right? If you remember when we went, the truth is, years ago when I went, Rav Ashkin did it here in Borough Park, they had a table, sort of like a shulchan that you're laying on at an angle, and it had holes in it. So they did have both. I think in Empire, most of the chicken places, they have... basins, both in Empire and the Old Falls Shchita, they had big basins in which you put in the chicken, and the bottom, at least as best I can recall, was not slanted. It was the bottom of a container, but it was holes. It had holes, and then the blood ran out. Today, the new places are all doing it. The places that I've seen are doing it like an Eretz Yisrael. The way they have an Eretz Yisrael is they have a belt. It's a belt that moves very, very slowly. Takes 60 minutes because you have to let it sit for 60 minutes till it gets to the end. So what happens is the chicken comes, and there's a fellow takes the chickens and puts them on the surface. The surface has holes in it. It's actually not a metal sheet with holes. It's the way you would normally make a belt that turns. It's made out of different lines of looks like rubber. That so they can turn when they get to the wheel, and you put it on that, and it runs up, and then it turns at the other end. And when it comes to the other end, it's 60 minutes later. It turns and it falls right into either a pool. Actually, what they do, we said that before you throw it into the water, you should bank it. You should be benafet sedame olav. So what they do is they have different places have different contraptions. It falls into something where one place it has steps. It falls down like from one step to the other. That's the nifuts, that shaking of falling from step to step shakes off the salt. And then it falls into a basin of water and then from one to the next. The idea is to have it as automated as possible and so you don't have to have more labor. And then that's the way. So it goes up into the madrein and it's got holes. I've been meaning to have an opportunity to go there. I'll tell you, I went the day after Yom Kippur, my first day of Ein HaZmanim, I went up to Monroe to see it there. And then when I left, I was pulling out, there was a state trooper there, and there was a stop sign. And for some crazy reason, I stopped at the stop sign. You know, usually you don't. So I think I got him upset. Afterwards, he followed me, and he stopped me for not putting on my blinker. I don't remember if I did put on my blinker or not. So I got a ticket, so I pleaded not guilty, because they'd say that if you go there and you ask them to change it to non-moving, you get it. So I figured I might as well try. So I sent it back. I figured someday I'm going to have to go back up there, so we'll already make a trip and see it. In the meantime, from the day after Yom Kippur till today, I haven't heard anything from them. So I don't know, maybe the trooper died or something. It would be nice, they had to throw out, I don't know. I didn't hear a thing from them. So I'm hoping to have a trip, half course of us. So I thought we'll go up there one day, but maybe we'll still have an opportunity one way or the other. But I have to be back in Yeshiva, but why Wednesday? The truth is that we could go because they start... They start 7:30. I mean, if you go in 7:30, you don't see anything. So you have to wait till the chickens get to the malicha, which takes a while. But be there 9. We can do it if people, you know what, we can do it. I have to be back in yeshiva for shir at 11:30, a quarter to 12. What I could do is next time we have chazara, we could go probably in another 2 weeks. All right. We make a trip. We can't go 40, 50 people on a shot, but I don't think 40, 50 people are going to be able to go on a weekday. So, okay. Remind me next Sunday. We'll set up something, okay? At any rate, it's nice to see. Once you see it, you remember it, and you have a bonus. If you go there, you can see the Tzumas HaGidden, the checking for Tzumas HaGidden. And, at any rate, this first Mechaba Ramah are easy. Take a look. No Shach, no Taz. One short Taz. So this part is relatively easy. All right, now we come to the second part of this Mechaber. The question here, which we're going to deal with by Arichos next week, the question, the rest of Sif Tes Zayin and Sif Yud Zayin, is the status of a kli after you salted chicken or meat, you put it on the kli, what is the status of that kli? Now we're going to have that two discussions. Sif Yud Zayin, the easy one, is if you did things right. You salted things that are kli menukiv. And now, what's the din of that keli? You want to use that keli for something else. Did that become treif because you salted on it? The more complicated issue, which is here in Sif Tes Zayin, in Molach b'kli she'enei menukiv, the Mechaber says, osel l'shtamish b'ayis a kli b'davar eseach. You can't use it later for eseach. So let me just tell you the rule, and that way when I review it next week, we'll hear it again. Actually, this basic rule, you should chazer ayin, it's an important rule, and that is, ein Melicha bekelim lahaflit, which means the following. We have a Kabbalah that salting food causes bleias to come out. If somebody were to salt, nothing to do with meat, with kashering meat, somebody were to have in his house something treif, something kosher, and put a lot of salt on it, enough salt to have a dinner of melicha, whatever the shear is, which we'll have, and put the two pieces together, we say that taste travels through heat, kavush kemavoshel, through soaking, or maliach hariyukareseach. Salting also is like heat, and maliach causes bleias to go out. However, Chazal qualified that. They said, salting food does something to it. You salt the pot, nothing changes in the pot. And therefore, ein malicha bekelim lahaflit. If you salt food and put it in a kli, the kli will absorb the taste of the food. Because the salt takes the bleias out of the kli, out of the food, and the melech goes into the kli. But ein malicha bekelim lahaflit. The keli itself will not give out taste because you salt the keli. The salting the kli doesn't cause the kli to give out taste. And therefore, if you have a tray for kli, a non-kosher keli, and you put a piece of salted meat into it, the salt will not cause bleias from the tray for kli to come into this food. Because ein malicha bekelim lahaflit. Malicha does not cause blea of kelim to come out. And reading again the short mechaber, the two lines, the second one in Tezayim, in molach b'kli she'enei menukiv. If you salt it in a way that made a treif, a kli she'enei menukiv, a bad kli. Also l'shtamish b'ayis a kli b'davar eseach. You can't use that kli later b'davar eseach with heat. Because if you're going to use it with heat, the blea will come out. To use it again with salt, nothing's going to happen. Blea is not going to come out with salt. But if you use it b'reiseach, then it's going to come out. Now, how long does the salted thing have to be in the kli to make a treif? I'm not sure. And salting, we didn't really have asman. Soaking in the charif, we had asman of kadesh yinu ala arvi asiyach. But for salting, I don't recall that we had asman. I'll try to look and see if I could find asman. I don't know. Just like heat, we didn't have asman. So salting also, b'li ahar kar seach, there's no asman.
That's
what
we never have the kash of the keli that you cut.
Well, that's why you never have to kash for the next salting. Yeah. That's one of two reasons why, right. Now, yes. Oh, so that the mechaber talks about. I told you, three mechabers. There's a third mechaber. Yeshemir afil atzayin and asal shtavish b'lehadacha because of a chashash. Now, there's one more in the Kuda. There's a machlekes to Shach, we'll have in Salmeches, and the Magen Avraham. We had, again, this heat, kavush, and salting. Kavush normally requires how long? 24 hours. We said if you have kavush with a davacharif, if this kavush with a lot of salt in it, like salt water, or a davacharif, it goes quickly, it goes with his man of Kadesh Yinuala or VRCF. The amount of time you put this on the fire, it would heat up. 6 minutes, 18 minutes, somewhere in the 6 to 18 minute range. Kavush is awesome. The question is, does that work to take Blias out of a Kli? What's the question? Kavush, soaking, does take Blias out of a Kli. Maliach, salting, does not take Blias. When you have a kavush, which is speeded up by malicha, does that take blias out of a kli? The shach will say that it does not. We're going to have that shach. It's very mistaber. And Samachez, malicha doesn't do things to kli, Caleb. And we'll see that the Magen Avraham disagrees. So this is like the klal that I just want to sort of set the table with. And in Yitzhak Hashem, next week when we come back, we'll learn the halachas of the keli, the keli shach.